independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We're going to have a real winner. It was a great meeting. They're terrific people. They want a tremendous health care plan. That's what we have, and there are going to be adjustments made, but I think we'll get the vote.
Think we'll get the votes. That's Trump today talking about health. At Chad Benson Show, that is the Twitter. I'm asking you, the audience out there. You can also chime in, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. I want you to tell me what you think is most vital of this White House and what they need to get done. What's the biggest issue? Currently, healthcare sits number one, FBI hearings, and then Gorsuch number three. What's the biggest issue to you? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. He was on the Hill today, the president. He was talking health care, and you heard him there say, we're going to get it done. Even Ryan's come out today and said, look, this guy, you know, for all of the blustering and the posturing and the craziness that surrounds Trump, and there's a lot of it. Let's not pretend that there isn't. For all of that stuff, he's a businessman, and what he does understand is people and how to get the things he wants and needs and how to get it done. Now, there's some, you know, you've heard stories that if you don't do what we say and you don't vote the way we're supposed to, you're going to watch. You're going to lose your seat. You're going to lose all the things. I don't think that's true. Now, there may be some arm twisting. The Freedom Caucus is pretty sure that they have enough votes to stop it if they don't get the things that they want in there or the assurances along the way to get the things they want. But when you have somebody like Rand Paul, who's been extremely vocal against this, and Jason Chaffetz and several others who've come out and been extremely vocal, it's going to take a lot to get this thing done. But I do believe over the next 36 hours, you're going to see a real effort by the administration, by Paul Ryan and a few others, to really untangle this thing and start to add stuff to it that is going to make it very much more easy to swallow and much more palatable for the conservatives inside of the party who felt that this was Obamacare light and not something real. So I think you're going to see that happen over the next couple days, and I think you'll start to see it really unfold in a way that I hope is going to be something that's palatable. I want to see what Tom Price and all these people, all these talking heads have in store for us when they roll out, they debate and they talk about it. Because he doesn't have the votes right now. Paul Ryan doesn't have the votes right now. Other stuff today, on the Hill, you got Gorsuch up there and he's sitting there doing what he needs to do as he, and this is, I mean, look, is he going to get 100 votes? No. Should he probably get 100 votes? Probably. You know, there was some back and forth with him and Al Franken, but I think he was very, you know what, he's, Neil Gorsuch is a smart man. He has got his stuff together. He has got an amazing understanding of the law. I think he's a lot, I think he's a lot more middle, even though he may rule in what seems to be, again, Constitution and things like this, it's always about interpretation. You look at a piece of art, you interpret it one way, somebody else interprets another way. You read a religious, passage, you know, whether it be the Bible, the Quran, whatever it is, you interpret it one way, somebody else may interpret it another way. Same thing here when it comes to certain parts of the law, especially when it comes to the constitutionality and things like that, where people start talking. He's really a constitutionalist. He takes it literally, not figuratively, when he looks at it. But he is definitely somebody who is, you know, I mean, I think that this is going to, again, you're unanimous in one direction when you're going to be a circuit court judge, but you're not able to get a unanimous vote here. When you look back at Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she got 93 votes, but I think two no's and two abstain and a couple. I mean, it's just, and then you had 98-0 when it came to Justice Scalia. Those were just two decades ago. We've become polarized, but he definitely, I think he equated himself. Extremely well today on the Hill.
I take the process, the judicial process, very seriously. And I go through it step by step and keeping an open mind through the entire process as best I humanly can. And I leave all the other stuff at home.
Yeah. That's good. That is absolutely good. You know, here's one of the things they don't talk about that needs to be talked about. We talk about the Ninth Circuit here. It's like this very liberal circuit here that completely gets overturned over and over again comparatively to just anywhere else. Listen to him talk about his decisions.
My opinions have attracted the fewest number of dissents from my colleagues. Now, the Congressional Research Service speculates whether that's because I'm persuasive or I believe in collegiality. I don't see why it has to be a choice.
No. But that's good, though. When you've got that, when you don't have that kind of when people can't come to you and say, well, we've nominated you here, but we've looked and they have come after everything that you've ever done. No, it's not that way. Fact is, the guy is bright. He is sharp. I think the Democrats, everything you see, whether it's Al Franken or any of these other Democrats, this is all show. This is all show. Ben Sasse, a Republican today, was on MSNBC talking about Neil Gorsuch and why he's the judge we need.
He's a guy who I think comes to the court every day on the 10th Circuit wearing a referee's jersey, not trying to wear a Broncos versus a Packers jersey. And that's what you need in a judge.
That's exactly what you need. You need somebody who shows up. Zero opinion on whatever they're going to be ruling on. Hear the evidence. Take into account everything and follow the law in the way that they interpret it. I would love to say that our law is blind and justice isn't real because of money or because somebody isn't real. You know, justice is real, but it's real from a left side or a right side on this court. And that I don't like. I think most of you don't like that. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens to him. But I don't foresee them giving him too much trouble, basically because they know there may be a bigger fight down the road. And that fight is going to be when somebody like Ginsburg or somebody else, eventually Kennedy, steps away and or tragically passes away. Whatever ends up happening, there will be a bigger fight then because that will tip the scales potentially in people's minds. Even though there shouldn't be a tipping of scales, it should be just 9 people who are unbiased. We all know that's not true. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. The Dow took a hit today. It was down more than a little bit, giving back some of the gains it had from the Trump bump. Investing can be tricky. I used to be a guy who invested. I used to be a guy who invested other people's money. Let me tell you something. It can be more than tricky. I have traded just about everything. One thing I did trade that I always found to be unique and amazing was gold. Of all the stuff I've traded, the Dow Jones, I've traded the futures, commodities. I've traded just about everything in the world. Gold, to me, gave you 2 opportunities. The first being, for a lot of people, when they would look to diversify, a way to protect the downside in a marketplace that becomes weak and starts to sell off, and it protects their portfolio. But gold was also a massive investment for people who knew how to do it correctly. Like I said, $100,000 in 2000, if you'd have put that in, you'd be sitting about 425, 435, depending on the day. That's huge. That's a massive return on your investment. And that's what gold is an investment. I work with a company right now called Gold Co. Precious Metals. I'd like you to consider using them. Talk to them. They're knowledgeable. They understand the investing side of things. And they're not these kind of people that scare you into doing something based on the fact that the world could be coming to an end, because they know that is absolutely insane. It's not coming to an end. And you need to do something with that IRA, that 401k. You got money sitting out there and you don't know what to do with it. Well, why not invest in something that can give you downside protection, which is peace of mind, and upside potential? Gold Co. can help you with that. Visit Benson Gold to get started with your free IRA guide from Gold Co. That's BensonGold.com, BENSONGOLD.com. Check it out. You will like it. You will like what they have to say. They won't steer you wrong. I won't steer you wrong. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
That's me, kids. What's next? What's next for the hiring process in America? Well, first and foremost, if you didn't know this, you need to go to ZipRecruiter.com. But secondly, hiring is more than just, you'll do the job. Especially nowadays. Litigious society, the way that we work. You've got to put together, especially for you, if you're bringing somebody into the fold that you think, hey, I'm looking for an employee, not just another body. So what's next for hiring in America? Well, I'll tell you this right now. Me, somebody who's a small business owner, we had issues, not so much in the hiring process as far as getting candidates, but finding the right person. I'm a comic. I'm funny. I'm loud, obnoxious. I say stuff that will offend people. That's part of what I do. And sometimes in life, you don't even know you're offending somebody because somebody's offended about everything. We've talked about that. You've got to find people now that are willing to work within the parameters of what you do. And so many of them want you to change for them. Kyle Reyes is the CEO of Silent Partner Marketing. And he's got a test for snowflakes. These are the younger generation out there who feel that they're just going to come on out into the world and that everybody's got to do what they say, that they've got their eighth place trophy and that they are sitting around and they're waiting for you to come to them on bended knee to hand them everything on a gilded platter. And, oh, by the way, you can't criticize them either because they may get upset.
I wanted to be able to have individuals work for my company who would sort of fit the culture, not just the culture of our company, but the culture of our clients, too. And we needed to have people who aren't snowflakes.
Aren't snowflakes. Now, which automatically makes people who is a snowflake, makes their butt pucker. Oh, God. So what's next for hiring? This guy's put together questions that you're going to be asked if you go work for a test, if you will, to find out how snowflakey you are. What's next for hiring in this country is real tough, especially for a younger generation that is coming out into the workforce, who has gotten everything that mommy and daddy have could provide it for them, who've been told that the world in and itself needs to be more equal and that they want everything to be fairer. And how dare you criticize anything that they do? Just asking somebody where your accent is from because I find it unique, or hey, those shoes are nice. You got is the way that things, and heaven forbid you be patriotic. So he's put together a test for these youngsters of this generation, and I find it to be rather interesting. Here's a few of the questions he will be asking you.
What does America mean to you? Well, America, we're in a very divided time right now. And ever since the election cycle, people are split and no longer having conversations, rational, realistic conversations. So I want to understand how people are able to make an opinion and stand by that.
So what answer would disqualify them from a job?
An answer where you don't know the difference between there, and there from a spelling purpose and someone who's not proud to be an American.
Yeah. Yeah. That. I love that. He wants somebody that wants to be an American, to be American first, to be proud to be an American. Now, let me tell you something. People are going to be offended by this. They will be offended by this. There will be people that love it. There will be people that glom onto it and think it's amazing. But there will be people that find this offensive. And here's the other thing. You've really got to put some people through the ringer before the work there. And I'll tell you why. Because people will tell you what you want to hear in the hiring process. And then when you get them in, they're not going to be who you hired. It's like dating, right? First couple months, they're telling you everything you want to hear. Then you find out all the bad stuff. By then, you're sucked in and you're like, ugh. Here's another question he asked his potential new hirees.
When was the last time you cried and why?
I want people who have a sense of community, who have a sense of heart, who aren't afraid to wear their hearts on their sleeves, but who are able to actually, again, make an argument and stand by
that. What have people said when they answer that?
Oh, we've had everything from I cried the day after the election, tears of joy, to people who talked about parents who have passed on, who are no longer with.
I guess great. If you're hiring somebody, let me tell you what's next for hiring. Be selective. Measure twice, cut once. Ask questions that make people uncomfortable. Not that you want to make them uncomfortable. What you want to do is make them uncomfortable enough that they step out of the box that they're in. And what's next for you if you're going into companies? I tell this to my little sister when she was looking for a job. You go in there armed with questions for yourself. You want to make sure that not only are you looking for a job, but you're a right fit for that company and what you're looking for. What's next in the hiring process? It's going to be very interesting over the next couple of years. As more and more kids, again, who've been told forever and a day that their painting and their schoolwork goes on the refrigerator, that everybody in the world gets a trophy, that equality can be achieved just by making everything equal, even if there's not equal work, equal talent, that they have been told their entire life that they're somehow uber special, and now they're facing real life for the first time, it's going to be touching. But I bet you we get through it, because that's what we do. That's what's next for hiring. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Chadbenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. I've got some of your texts. I'll be reading them. We're talking all night about what's important to you that this White House gets through. Is it health care? Is it the Gorsuch situation to make sure that he gets in there? Or is it the FBI Comey Russia investigation? What's the important thing to you? Which one has the bigger effect on your life? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD. There is a ban, and it is a travel ban of sorts. And guess what? We're not the only country that's getting involved in this travel ban, and there is a good reason for that. Take our poll at Chad Benson Show as well. And you can always text us 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
McDonald's, the ratings are in, and you got swamped. Wow. Now you're in the 30s? But what do you expect? I mean, when you take away after-school programs from children and meals on wheels from the poor people, that's not what you call making America great again. Come on. I mean, who is advising you? Let me give you some advice. Go to a middle school, the Hart Middle School, right in Washington, 6 miles away from the White House. I take you there so you can see the fantastic work that they're doing for these children. Let's do it, huh?
That right there is Arnold Schwarzenegger, formerly the governor.
You're getting swamped, Donald. Crushed. Trust me, I know. I was neutered. I was crushed by California unions. Like you're being crushed.
There's some bad blood there. I think they should fight it out. My money's on the governor. Got to be honest with you. Unless Donald has something up his hair. I mean, sleeve. Did I say hair? That was wrong. Chad, you're a jerk. But if you think about it, there's something about just listening to him.
Let me tell you.
It's like, dude, you're worth $400 million. You're still making movies. All right? You got paid for that show that was horrible. Can we just move on? Stop trying to make yourself relevant via the internet.
I know you want to crush souls. I get it. To crush souls and do the thing that we do. I want to crush your soul, Donald, because I'm taking you to a school where there's meals on wheels and you'll show the great work that they are doing. Why don't you do this? I take you, Donald. I drive you there in my car. I'll be back.
844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. I want to know what you think. What's the biggest issue when it comes to this White House? the FBI? Is it health care? Hopefully they're going to get a vote in on health care on Thursday and that they're going to come to some sort of an agreement or situation. Or is it, Neil Gorsuch? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Which one affects you more? I got a few lines open up, 844-DIG-CHAT. So there's a travel ban coming, and the likes of the Russians, I mean the likes of the British, the likes of the Canadians look like they're joining, and America is leading the way. And it's a travel ban that we're all good with, and one that should have been out there anyway. One that should have been out there. What is that, you say? It is an electronics travel ban that covers 10 airports, global airports, big ones. Cairo, Egypt, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, Istanbul, Turkey, Doha, Qatar, Amman, Jordan, Kuwait City, Casablanca, Morocco, Jeddah and Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And it covers several airlines, including three big ones. Emirates, Etihad are big. Qatar Airways, big. These are not small. These are big airlines. These are very, 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 very big airlines that travel all over. What is the travel ban? Electronics. Anything that is bigger than a cell phone will probably be stored underneath. Why is that important? Because they believe that Al-Qaeda is out there and they're ready to do something, and electronics is going to be the things that they are going to plan to use. I have said on numerous occasions, I do not believe that a person is singularly going to bring down an airplane anymore. I think and it's not because I don't think that they can't do it, because anything is possible. And it's not because I think that the TSA here in America does a phenomenal job so somebody can't get on the airplane and do something. No. It's because we as Americans have had enough of this. We will not allow somebody. Hell, if you get out of line now and argue with somebody, you may get the person next to you who pops you in the head, knocks you out, eight people may subdue you, and all you wanted was a blanket. So I don't think that that's going to happen. But I have worried on numerous occasions, and I have said this, it is not in the cabin where we all are that I worry about. But it is underneath. And it has been coming from other countries. Lockerbie is a town that nobody had ever heard of until a fateful day when a bomb exploded on a Pan Am Flight 103, killing everybody on board. They plummeted to the ground, smashing into homes and killing people on homes, in homes in the ground in Scotland. Very small little town. Will be forever known. How did it happen? Well, because two Libyans were able to smuggle stuff onto an airplane, a Pan Am flight, underneath. Checked bags, bounced. They weren't a part of it. They weren't there. It's what happened to Gaddafi. You want to know he was froze out for years? That right there. The amount of money he's had to pay everybody just before he was killed was huge. You had the Egypt crash last year just outside of Cairo. Remember? Russian jetliner brought down by ISIS? Underneath is where I worry. Who are these people? And what are they about? How are they getting on? These kind of things. That worries me. Not so much somebody inside the cabin. One of the funny things that is coming out about this ban is people are starting to say, whoa, wait a minute here. So we're flying to the U.S., we're flying to the U.K., we're flying to potentially even to Canada. And you're telling us I can't have my Kindle? I can't have my iPad? My laptop? What is my kid gonna do? Because it is the greatest babysitter on an airplane is a way to keep them distracted. Now, if you're at Etihad Air or Qatar and some of these other big one Emirates, they've got a lot of that stuff built in. But for a lot of people, that's going to drive them crazy. Again, it's not just us. The UK has got involved. They, in fact, they have 12 affected carriers, including British Airways, including Royal Jordanian, Saudi, and Thomas Cook, Thomas, Tunis Air, Jet 2, Middle Eastern Airlines, Monarch, EasyJet, Atlas Global Airlines, that are all going to face this kind of ban. But the worrisome thing is these people in other places are trying to figure out ways to do something big. And bringing down an airliner is huge. Bringing down an airliner is massive. I don't think people... You bring down an airliner, it gets people's attentions. You bring down an airliner, people pay attention. For the next several days, it is the thing that's on all the news, and that's what these people like to do. Terrorism isn't about killing as many, because they know there's only so much they could do. Would they like to nuke everybody that doesn't believe in what they believe in and to be the big badass gangsters that they think they are? Yes. Will it ever happen? No. It's about fear. How can we make you terrified of us? How can we make you absolutely terrified of us? It's about fear. And that would be a fearful thing. And I'm about, how do we protect ourselves even here? How do we protect ourselves in this country? Again, who's putting my bag on the plane? Who's putting those bags on there? Where did some of those other bags come from? Because a lot of times, you got bags being checked somewhere, and where did they come from? Did they come from somewhere in the Middle East? Did they come from via Frankfurt or several other places? How did they get here? Where did they come from? Who was the last person to touch them? Those things are, to me, more important because, again, you're not going to allow somebody in this day and age to get up with a knife and say that they're going to do something. It's just not going to happen. It's not. But underneath, The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think about healthcare, FBI, or Gorsuch. Which one's more important to you? Which one has a bigger effect on your life? I think I know what it is. Maybe I'm wrong, but I believe it's healthcare has a bigger effect on people's lives. And can they sort this out? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Currently, the votes are coming in. 58% say healthcare is a bigger issue for the White House and Trump right now. You could take that poll at Chad Benson Show. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. And, of course, call the program 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? Telling you guys this right now. I've made mistakes in my life. Happened before, will happen again. Somebody wanted Diet Coke. I got him a Coke. Right? Stuff like that. That's a mistake. Like, that's, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You know, I thought you wanted this, I got you that. I apologize for that. Let me tell you what's not a mistake. We talked briefly last week about goalie Bruno Fernandes de Souza. Played for the team in Brazil called Flamengo, was on his way to AC Milan in Europe when he was in some sort of custody fight over a child that was his and how much money he was going to have to pay. And he thought, I'll chop up my girlfriend at time and I'll feed her to the dog, and that takes care of that. He's now saying, we all make mistakes. Say, what? Yeah. Somebody said to him in an interview, dude, what happened? He said, I make mistakes. A serious one, but mistakes happen in life. Not a bad guy. People tried to bury my dream because of one mistake. But I asked God for forgiveness, so I'm carrying on with my career, dude. That's not a mistake. That's not. That is, you did that on purpose. You didn't accidentally trip her. You didn't spill something on her. You killed her and then fed her to your critters. That is not a mistake. And the fact that you're doing that and saying something like that is beyond me. And I'm still amazed that you're out of jail after 4 years. Dude, that's a mistake. So if you were to accidentally kill him, wink, wink, is that a mistake? I'm not a bad guy. I just thought he was kind of a douche. People are the worst. They really are. Speaking of the worst, we talked yesterday about a guy who had tried to impress his girlfriend. And I use the word try. Jumps in a water full of saltwater crocodiles thinking they won't do anything. But lo and behold, wouldn't you know, they actually did something and they bit him. Say, what? I know. Well, guess what? Not too far up the road where he was attacked, because he's an idiot, there was another attack. A 35-year-old man who was spearfishing in far northern part of Queensland was killed. They found his boat just yesterday. They said he was spearfishing and was taken by about a 15-foot salty. Sad. You just stay away. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I'm going to tell you this right now. They're big. They're mean. They want to eat you. They don't care about how you feel about them. They're not, they will eat you. Like, it's amazing. Like, I don't ever feel, people say, do you feel bad about this? And I say, you know what? To be honest, no. If you're going to go into somebody's home, somebody who, by the way, is very primitive in nature, something, is very primitive in nature, but has survived through God knows how many millions of years, which they have, then, you know, they have the brain that's kind of like the size of a peanut, and this is what they do. They eat. They sunbathe. They eat some more. They make some little babies, and they eat some more. And if you're going to go in there, it's a risk. Am I wrong? I was trying to figure out yesterday, and I found out it's Gustav is the name of a famous crocodile in Africa that is said to have killed at least 300 people. He takes them. We in this country are so blessed. We have no worry for water, right? Like, if you want water, you go get water. Now, unless you're in Flint. But even then, you can go get bottled water, right? What you don't have to worry about, like, if I want to wash my clothes, I can go to the laundromat. I could do it in my house. These people have to go to places where I'm going to go down by the river. I may not return. Chad, that is rude. It's not rude. It's honesty. Jiminy Cricket. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Texters writing in. One texter said, I would like term limits. All politician officers, office holders, term limits on federal judges, including the Supreme Court. I think a lot of people would love to see term limits. Another person texted in, and we were talking about taking away certain things, like taking away your I guess it would be your electronics. But this isn't us so much, right? We're talking about people coming here from different languages. He who would trade liberty for some temporary security deserves neither liberty nor security. Benjamin Franklin. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Rick in Indy, you want to talk about healthcare? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Chad? You're killing me, man. Very funny.
Doing good, brother.
Yeah, this is Rick from My Yellow Rickshaw, indie self-proclaimed number one pop rock bluegrass and R&B cover band. I have a comment about the Health Care Act. I think it's something a lot of people don't always talk about, but the problem with the, first of all, I'm a you know, worked for myself and got six kids. And if you work for a company that provides health care, that's great. You get free health care. If you work for the government, then you get health care. But for everyone else, you're forced to buy it when you can't afford it anyway. If you can afford it, you can have it. And it's just, I just always, it has to be repealed because it's not fair to force some people to purchase something that everyone else gets for free. It's just, it just doesn't work.
It is a tough thing, Rick, and I think that's one of the big things they're talking about. Appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. Number one R&B super cover band out there in Indy. I will tell you, there's a lot of things that people are worried about, and Rand Paul is coming out saying, we got 35 votes of no. This thing's going to get shot down. They better figure out a way to fix it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I want to know, what is your big worry if you're the White House? And what do you think it is to you and I, the American people? Healthcare, FBI probe, Gorsuch, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.